PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that astounds. From the final lexicon, watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words serene and independent.
Who's excited? I sure am. And so are Becky and Violet, because they're headed to Fair City Scouts Camp for a weekend of fun with nature.
In a few minutes, it's back to city life for me, but you two will be getting in touch with Mother Nature, leaving behind all modern conveniences, enjoying serene views of mountains and lakes.
Serene means calm and peaceful.
And don't forget your Sasquatch repellent.
Thanks. See you in 2 days, Dad.
Meanwhile, Toby, evil boy genius, is also being dropped off.
This is going to be an important trip for you, Toby, because you're going to learn to appreciate nature and hopefully grow out of this silly robot phase.
Yes, Mother, that would make sense, except that nature is a thing of the past. Technology and robots are...
Toby! No robots! I don't want a repeat of what happened last summer at basketball camp.
I win again!
Or 2 summers ago at baseball camp.
I win again!
Aw, that was our last ball.
Or last summer at drama camp.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
My data indicates the answer is to be.
I win again!
That doesn't even make sense in this situation.
I mean it, Toby. No giant robots, end of story. You need to be more independent and learn to do things on your own.
Okay, Mother, I promise. No giant robots. But you didn't say anything about small robots that turn into giant robots.
Very independent being away from home.
Hey, kids. Allow me to officially welcome y'all to Fair City Scouts Camp. Now, some of you may know me as your local prison warden, but from time to time, I need to make my escape. To nature, that is. Y'all get that escape joke? Because I'm a prison warden. That's my day job. Anyway, everyone's doing a bang-up job setting up the old camp. And I promise you right here and now that if you don't have the best time of your lives this weekend, well, I'll eat my hat.
It's okay, Warden. You don't have to.
I'll eat it. But right now, let's all take a moment to soak in the sights and sounds of nature. Smell the blossomy marigolds. Look at them bending gently in the breeze. Can we all bend like marigolds? Good. And hear the serene call. Hey! Get off those marigolds!
Would you just look at these adorable tents? It's like I've been transported back to a time I would never want to be transported back to. Robots, build my new home now.
That cabin looks so comfortable.
And you didn't even have to do any work.
Well, congratulations. You're both capable of stating the obvious. Would you like a tour of the place?
Toby, why would you bring a robot to a camping trip? I'm pretty sure the whole point of this camp is to learn to respect nature and be independent.
I am being independent. I only brought one robot. I normally travel with at least a baker's dozen. But I thought, what the hey, throw caution to the wind. Speaking of which, wind, please.
Being independent. independent means thinking and acting for yourself.
That is a pretty nice cabin his robot built.
Oh, there we go, little marigoldies. So, what did I miss? Whoa.
As the weekend continues, the campers grow closer to nature. Sort of.
Boy, boy, you're not gonna get anywhere with that roboton fishing for you. I'm sure that a robot doesn't know how to...
Oh, look at all of you working so hard. You're even pretending to enjoy it. How cute!
We are having fun.
Now, one of the hardest but most important skills for survival in the nature is starting a good fire.
Don't even pay attention to him, Bob. We want to learn the real way to make a fire. Am I right, everyone?
Yes, sir.
Not really.
And there you have it, campers. Say hello to the world's strongest knot. Pull on that bad boy. Why, I'd eat my hat if that knot didn't hold up.
We now return to our show. The greatest rock climbing adventures ever filmed.
Oh, man, that sounds awesome.
Toby, you're missing the best part, learning to cook outside. Come on, we're roasting hot dogs.
Cook up what? What's that now?
Well, we're also going to roast marshmallows and use them to make delicious...
S'mores.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that was a command. I was talking to the robot. Oh, delicious. Enjoy eating off of nature's dirty tree branches, everyone.
Is this being independent?
Okay, everyone. Fill your bellies and then hit the hay. Tomorrow's the big hike. And if it isn't the most enjoyable nature hike you've ever taken, I'll
eat my hat!
The next morning, all the campers are enjoying their serene nature hike. Even Toby.
Hike. Oh! My darn trick knee is acting up. That could only mean one thing. Big thunderstorms on the way.
Yes, with all due respect to your trick knee, I happen to know that there is no chance of rain for the next 7 days. I checked my weather bot before leaving on this trip and planned accordingly.
Little boy, a prison warden's knee is never wrong. And if it is, I'll eat my hat.
How nice. Still, I prefer to rely on my robots. The technology is slightly more accurate than your leg joint.
Well, perhaps you're right. We'll keep going.
It's so beautiful here. I don't think I could paint anything this amazing. Yes, I could.
I know. It's so serene. Toby, don't you think it's serene?
I'm sorry I missed your blathering.
We were wondering if you were appreciating the peaceful, serene view.
Peaceful? Look, I really don't understand your devotion to nature. All I see are trees. It's boring.
But, Toby, trees and nature are so cool. Look how tall the trees are. Can you imagine what it would be like to be that high in the sky?
I guess that could be interesting, looking down on everything from high above. Yes! Robots win again!
It sure would be cool to be up there.
Sure would. He's having more fun than any of us.
Yeah, sure looks that way.
Just then, a freak thunderstorm rolled in.
Excuse me? Freak thunder what? Take me down now, robot! No, how could this be? Help!
I knew it! My trick knee is never wrong!
No, you don't understand! It wasn't supposed to rain, so I didn't waterproof my robot! Come back, robot! I'm stuck!
We have to get Toby down!
But how?
We can use this rock climbing rope that I brought for rock climbing!
No, it's not long enough! It's useless!
No, Bob. I think we should try to do this as a team, without Word Girl. Why don't we put our skills to work, guys?
Yeah! Yeah!
To work!
Yeah! How?
Get out your rock climbing ropes! Great! Now let's use our knot tying skills to make a rope long enough for Toby to climb down!
If that knot doesn't hold, I'll have
Eat your hat, we know. No time.
Just trying to make a point.
Oh! That hurt my hand!
Okay, now tie a firm knot to the tree and climb down.
Tie a firm... Well, I... It's okay. This is just a light drizzle. I'm sure this will pass, and then I'll just wait for my robot to dry off. Okay, save me now.
Bob!
Hooray!
Well, looks like Toby is safe. Becky and the gang worked together to save the day, and...
Hello? The whole evil robot thing, remember?
Someone should do something about that.
Oh, crackers and jam, this isn't going to end well. Well, too bad.
Hey, robot! You stop that right now or I'll have to... No! Oh. You see what you made me do?
We better act fast, Captain Huggy Face.
Campers, I never thought you'd be learning this lesson out in the nature, but a robot is the one thing we don't want being too independent.
Okay. Hey, where'd Becky go?
I don't know, but I gotta go. See ya.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Violet.
Becky! Becky, you missed the craziest thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, even with Becky, a.k.a. Word Girl, looking for a serene weekend out of the city, another crisis is averted, another day saved. And it looks like everyone's learned a little something about being independent. Except for Toby. He never really gets it. Join us next time for another exciting, colossal adventure of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is TIFF. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. You all buzzed in at once.
I totally buzzed in first.
The judges say it was a tie.
People are judging us? Like only since forever.
I think I buzzed in first.
Yeah, right.
Can anyone define today's word?
What was it again?
TIFF.
You got me.
No idea.
But you all buzzed in. Why would you buzz in if you didn't know the answer?
Picking on kids?
Mr. Handsome, that's beneath you.
You're right, Emily. And now that the TIFF is over, would anyone care to define the word?
Oh, a TIFF must be a silly disagreement.
That is correct, Phil. Congratulations, you are today's winner, Huggy. Show him what he's won. It's an official Word Girl huge cream pie. Well, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words arrogant and overdue. One day at the city library...
Now then, since I am the city's chief executive librarian, it is my job to show you the ropes. And there they are. That's where people wait in line when they check out books.
Oh, I get it. That's funny. Miss Dewey, you can't teach me anything about velvet ropes that I haven't already learned at the Librarian Academy. Okay.
Milt, you're sounding a little arrogant. Now, any more questions?
Yeah, just one. Who is Becky Botsford? Because according to my list here, she has 37 books checked out, all due back before closing time today.
You don't have to worry about Becky Botsford being overdue. She's borrowed thousands of books from us, and she's never been late.
Maybe so. But if just one of those books comes back late, I'll slap an overdue fine on her so fast it'll make her library card spin. Right in my pocket.
Meanwhile, across town at the Botsfords...
Fare thee well, young stallion, for you are free now. Oh, what a perfect narrative.
Dad, we're ready to go to the library now!
Coming, Pumpkin!
Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Whoa, what's the barbecue brush for, Dad?
Well, before we return your library books, we're going to make a quick stop at the bookstore so I can get this baby autographed by Raoul Demiglass.
Who?
The famous chef from TV. You mean you've never heard of his cooking show? If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen?
Oh, Bob's not allowed to watch cooking shows anymore since he licked the TV.
Well, I don't blame you, Bob. Raoul Demiglass is the best chef on TV, and he's reading from his new cookbook at Exlibris Bookstore this afternoon.
But we can head to the library after that, right? Because they're only open until 5, and if I'm late, they'll be overdue. And I've never been late or overdue. Never, never, I can't do it.
Oh, sure thing, Pumpkin. We will get you to the library before they close. Wood-paneled basement! Are those all due back today?
Yep, it was a light week.
Yuck! You call this food? Where's the fresh cheddar cheese? Where's the garlic salt? Where's the shaza?
That's what we came here for.
Oh, Joe, are you gonna cry now?
No.
If you're gonna cry, then I'm sorry. You gotta get out of the kitchen. Folks, those of you who watch my show on TV know that I, Raoul Demiglass, am very, very famous. Not just for cooking, but because I can make anyone cry. Some cry because they love my food. Some cry because they can't make the food like Raoul makes it. But hey, it's like I always say, if you can't stand the heat,
get out of the kitchen!
Yeah!
I don't know, Dad. Raoul seems like kind of a bully. And he's so arrogant.
I know! Isn't he great?
No, Dad. Arrogant means to be a show-off. To act like you think you're better than everyone else.
I just hope he likes my sauce brush.
Now, who wants to meet the best chef in the whole wide world, eh?
Ooh, now's my chance. Back in a jiff. You kids stay here. Wow, this is awesome.
Oh, look at that line.
I'm crying a little bit.
I hope we make it to the library before they close. We only have 2 hours.
Hi, me. Excuse me. Hey, I was savoring that place in line.
The butcher. What's he doing here?
There she is again. There she is again. You know, I've been looking in the jackets of all these books, and Becky Botsford has checked out almost every one of them. There must be thousands. And you say she's never been overdue.
Becky Botsford is the kind of girl that makes you proud to be a librarian.
You know what makes me proud to be a librarian? Catching people like Becky Botsford when they turn in overdue books. No one gets special treatment.
No. As soon as the clock strikes 5, she's going down. My overdue stamp. Right here. Overdue.
Meanwhile, back at LaBrie's bookstore...
Shazam! Who's next?
Ha! Greenerings, Raoul! My name is The Butcher, and,
Okay, I'll sign to Mr... Oh, wait a minute. Where's my book? You did buy my book, right?
No, but I'm a big fan, and I was hoping you could try my beef stunami.
Oh, okay. Everybody wants me to try their dish. Okay, here's how it works, buddy. You buy my book, I sign a book. Shazap, okay? Boom, next.
No, look, if you could just try my stunami, I think you'll find...
Hey, you buy my book or get out of the kitchen.
Look, would you just try the stew already?
I don't like it.
But you didn't even taste it.
Oh, what, are you gonna cry now?
Hey, cut that out!
I think somebody can't take the heat. Am I right, folks?
Yeah. Ooh. What's gonna happen?
I'm warning you.
Maybe you should get out of...
Pastrami attack!
Pastrami?
Yeah, that's right, Chef. And neither of us is getting out of any kitchen until I make something you like, even if it takes all day. Got it?
All day? But the library closes in 30 minutes. What are we gonna do?
Tick-tock, snickety-snock, 25 minutes to 5 o'clock. Is today the day Becky Botsford joins the ranks of the overdue, Ms. Dewey?
She will be here by 5. I hope.
We'll see.
Back
Back at the bookstore, the butcher's diabolical taste test is well underway.
Down the hatch!
No!
Here comes the choo-choo train!
Never!
Okay, get it together. New plan. I'll transform into Word Girl and find a way to take down the butcher. You speak out, get those books from the car, and get them back before closing time, okay? Okay! Good plan!
Oh! Excuse me, Word Girl.
Mr. Botsford. Hello.
Say, Word Girl, I'm looking for my daughter, Becky. She's about your age, your height, your hair color.
Maybe she's in the classics section?
Thanks for the tip.
Sure thing. Word!
Oh, me again. One last question. Is that Captain Huggy Face out there breaking into my car?
Your corned beef needs more shazap, and your pot pie is too bland.
You're not gonna make me cry like those people on TV, Raul.
Oh, no? Try my own beef stew. Shazappy.
Stew.
You think you're so great, but you're just glarigant.
Stop right there, both of you. And the word is arrogant, not glarigant. I'm calling off this taste test so I can return my library, so we can all go home.
They don't want to leave. I guess they're having too much fun.
This is fun?
It totally is. It's just like the end of Raul's hit TV show. Raul and the challenger each make the same dish, and then a judge does a blind test to decide who's the winner.
And I always win. And then the loser, he cries.
Well, we both made beef stew, so we can use that for the taste test.
Great, then. Now, is there anyone out there who would like to eat a large amount of beef stew?
Stew?
Tex Connolly's beef stew in a can? Raul, you were cheating.
These white flecky things, they're raw onions?
Whoa!
Raw onions make you tear up. So that's how Raul has been making everyone cry.
Shazap!
I don't know what I ever saw in you, Raul. I think my homemade recipes are 10 times more shazap.
I can't believe I almost let you sign my sauce brush.
Yeah, I want my money back. I'm getting out of this kitchen.
So, Word Girl, do I win the cook-off?
Sure, why not?
Hooray!
Great entrance, Huggy. Right on time. Time! 5 minutes to 5? Oh, no, the library books. We have to go.
Becky, there you are. You missed all the...
Oh, what does Mr. Clock on the Wall say? T-2 minutes to closing time and 37 books still checked out. Sounds to me like a recipe for overdue fines.
Becky's never let us down. She'll be here. I think.
Well, I guess I'll just lock the door and get out my rubber stamp that says overdue. And I'm going to put some fresh ink on it there. There you go. Oh, no, ma'am.
Not overdue! I'm here! I'm sorry to cut it so close, Miss Dewey. It's just you see, my dad had this barbecue brush and he really wanted to get it signed by this crazy chef. And then the butcher was there and he was like, try my stuff. And the chef was like, no way. And, they were really good books.
Oh, how? Okay, well, don't you worry, because there will be a day when Becky Botsford is overdue. And I will be here waiting. Me and my rubber stamp.
And so the plans of the arrogant, the dangerous, and the just plain silly have once again been foiled by Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face. And don't forget, if you have a yearning for fun and adventure, you just may be overdue for your next episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Phil, you correctly defined the word tiff. Ready to play the bonus round?
Yep.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for tiff. What's your answer, Phil?
If I recall correctly, a tiff is a small fight, and it looks like Becky and TJ are definitely fighting. Number two.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won, Huggy.
Great! Another cream pie. That's great. Yeah, see you next time on
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is cuddly. I like that word because I like to cuddle my mom and my dogs.
My favorite word is plethora because it rolls off your tongue and it doesn't sound what it means. I thought it meant it was a type of leather, but it actually means like of many, like a lot. It's fun to say. Plethora or... plethora, plethora.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what flummoxed means. That's right. Flummoxed means to feel really, really confused. Congratulations, Huggy.